This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. Hey, hey, how nice to get together with you today in the middle of June. It is the 13th of June, or June 13, if you're over the pond in America and say it the other way up. It is great to get together with you. I've just been putting up in the Facebook chat room, if you want to come on over there, look under my banner, Tune In with Erica. It's very easy. You go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side, gives you the option to chat. Come on in. There are lovely people in there. I can see lots of people coming in. I'll have a chat to you in a moment. I have said it's... the moon is in Virgo, which is supposed to be very practical. All I can say is the weather here in Cornwall, and actually most of the UK is not listening. It's crazy. It's wild. It's windy. It's wet. It's like the middle of November. I have the fire lit. I'm wearing a blanket. I have candles and a hot tea. This is crazy. And yet, and I thought, is this just me? Am I being a wuss? And then I see various friends of mine. There's another friend on Facebook who's in the Republic of Ireland, and she's freezing as well. She said, I'm looking forward to seeing blue skies and white sandy beaches. She said, grey, darling, is just not my colour. I thought, yep, with you with that. Various other of my friends have got fires lit, and yet I can see from your posts, and my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove from 1-2 Listen is in the Facebook chat room, and she apparently in Colorado you're in the high 90s. Ooh, that's hot. Yeah, we'll send some of this rain over. We would gladly do so. So here I am, 13th of June, halfway through the month, and yesterday was 1-2 day on 1-2 Listen. I was over there, and obviously we're going to have other sales. Tomorrow's Friday and there's the Sunday sales. If you want to find me on 1-2 Listen, take a look for me in the morning. So if not, and some people say, but we can't see you online, it's the wrong timing for us. I have an email-based service, in particular an MP3 reading that people love. And you send me your question and I record you the answer live, just like I'm talking to you now, and then send it to you, and you have it for keeps. You get to keep it. Whereas if you actually do a live phone reading, once we hang up, it's kind of gone and you haven't got a record of the call. So actually an MP3 reading might suit you very well if you have got questions. I have been sitting before I came on air channeling my July starscopes, which eventually you'll find on the front page of 1-2 Listen and on my website angelhandsheal.com. Obviously June is up there at the moment, and on the front page of 1-2 Listen you'll find scopes from my colleagues as well. We all have a different take on life. Also, speaking of takes on life, Mark's Power Peak, if you don't get it, why not? Always fascinating, always very useful to get a grip on the energies of the day. I love astrology, I really do. It's not something I'm good at. I let people who are good at it do it. I'm better at working with dragons and mermaids and the fae and the cards and my intuition, but I love astrology. So the moon is in Virgo today, very practical. Let's say I've practically lit a fire, so that'll do. I was using my Mer deck and my Dragon Riders deck to channel these starscopes, along with my Angel Wisdom deck, my tarot deck. So I've got those cards right in front of me as we speak. So if you want a reading from one of those cards, I can see you in the Facebook chat room. I will come in and do some readings. I'm just going to do us a card reading for today, for all of us, wherever you are, whenever you are, even if you're listening to this show on demand. Time, space, continuum is a wonderful thing when you put some intention behind it. So if you're with me on the radio, this card, wherever you are, whenever you are, is for you. There we go. Right. They've given me some cards. Actually, they've given me three. Nice divine number. So I have a card that tells us to be very mindful. It's the Four of Air. This is a warrior, a female warrior. She's taken her armor off and put it on a table at the side. She's sitting in front of a beautiful stained glass window. I love this card. With her swords crossed in peace. It says in pace, pax, peace. This is about quietening down your mind and therefore being able to see past the hubris of life. So that's the first card we have for today. That would go quite well with a Virgo moon, very practical, quiet. Then I get a fire card, which, and this card is the Two of Fire, Two of Wands, quite often about either getting together with someone, which is the positive side of it, or if you get it reversed, perhaps ending an association with someone. I have it the right way up. So this is about taking the next steps or ambitious choices or just partnering with someone. Maybe you share your ideas that come to you with someone. And then I get a Major Arcana card. This comes with Archangel Zadkiel. Zadkiel, again, is about our thought process. So it doesn't surprise me this card has come out when the first card I had was an Air card, which is about our thoughts. And this is about finding balance. Zadkiel has a beautiful rainbow above him. He tends to work with either the higher chakras or the third eye. This is about blending ideas of others with your own to create something truly extraordinary. So again, we have this message. We started with the thoughts. We took our armor off, which is our preconceived notions. We sat down peacefully and tapped in. Then we had the Two of Fire, which is about getting together with someone. And then we have Zadkiel saying blending the ideas with others. So that's the kind of energy of the day that we are working with. The other thing that came up when I was channeling my starscopes was I was writing about gratitude, apropos of which, if you don't use the gratitude board on the front page of One to Listen, please be advised that it is there. It is gratis, free, so please do put your inspirations and ideas on there, because the advisors of One to Listen, we really do empower it. I think I'm right in saying it's absolutely unique, that, and it's there for you, so please do go and use it. But I was typing about gratitude and I mistyped and I typed gratitude. And I was about to go back and erase it. And I thought, no, hang on a minute. The universe has just given me that new word. I'm sure I'm not the only person in the world to have typed that. But the idea came to me that, yes, gratitude is very empowering. But sometimes when we have an idea, a really heartfelt idea, we need some true grit to really get on with it and be in all our authenticity and our truth and our gratitude. You know, maybe it takes true grit. So gratitude, I offer you that thought, the thought of the day, my word of the day, gratitude. I haven't looked in a dictionary to see if it exists, but I don't think it does, because when you type it in Word, it keeps telling me I'm mistyping. So that said, I am going to go now and refresh my page in Facebook on the Facebook chat room that we are running. If you're looking for me in this show, I have a banner up called Tune In with Erica. You will find all the comments from people underneath. I've just tipped it the right way up to see who is in there. So I know I've got Maureen in there. Maureen, good morning. I can see that you would like a card and that you're gorgeous Labrador dog Whiskey is ill, so we will all empower and send him our heart's love. And I'll send some Reiki as I'm speaking this, and some angels, that you will find the solution that Whiskey needs. Oh, sending lots of love. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, good morning to you, my colleague from One to Listen, saying it's 90 degrees in Colorado. Tell you what, why don't we get this weather and a huge kind of, it feels like a cheese squeezer, and squeeze the weather together in the middle of the Atlantic and mix it up a bit. You can have some rain, and please can we have some heat? Would that do? If you're listening, weather, angels. Laura, you're in the morning. Laura Kasdan-Fulton, good morning to you. You would like a reading. And Quelly is in there as well. Good morning to you, Quelly. Who else? Renee is in there. And Suzanne and Tara with a beautiful rainbow and a unicorn. Oh, I love that. Okay. Let me go back up to the top. I wish we had the blue skies that unicorn is racing across, is all I can say. So good morning to Maureen. You would like a card for your beautiful Labrador whiskey and some... I'm going to send some dragons over there as well, because he will sense the dragons and they'll give him courage. Okay, and then I had a card come out when I said courage. Okay. So hold very positive thoughts around this is the message I'm getting here. Don't negate the fact there is a problem. Clearly there is. He's unwell. But hold very positive thoughts around the outcome is the message that the angels are sending to you. Who else have I got? Good morning to Laura. A card from whatever deck calls to you, please. Okay, well, I've got Mers, and I've got dragons, and I've got angel wisdom. I'm called to the dragons for you, and I have been working with my new Dragon Rider deck, which I've spoken to you about before. An extraordinary deck that has elven deities and astrology and Norse gods and dragons and archangels. It is the most extraordinary deck. So let's see who would like to... Wow, that flew out of the deck. Who would like to speak to Laura, I was about to say. This is a deity you'll probably know quite well. It's Lady Nada and her dragon Prudence. Beautiful card, beautiful bright pink, both of them. And the message that true life happens from one moment to the next. And you will find the love you long for in the here and now. A message to remind us that we're present and we are co-creating our life at every moment. Now, I know when life seems to be going badly, you think, really? I really didn't co-create this. Stuff happens. Shit happens. What makes life magic is what we do with it. Even in times of challenge, we can reach out and find love and be surrounded by love. And that's interesting because I was just messing about with these cards, these dragon cards, and another card has come flying out of the deck. And this is an elven prince, I think. I'm just going to double check that I know what I'm talking about. The dragon's name is almost unpronounceable. Some of these dragons come with interesting names. I'll have a go at it in a minute, but I just want to check that this is who I think it is. Melachiel is a light-filled angel whose name means he who frees us from sickness and disease. Now, Maureen, I was talking about your little dog. So there you go. You have Melachiel, M-E-L-A-H-E-L. A god who helps with sickness, an angel, sorry, who helps with sickness and disease and surrounds us with powers. Now, he comes with this dragon. I'm going to have a go at the name. Chumhachadlu. That's as near as I can get it. Who says, you scintillate in this world. You are light that illuminates everything. There is no beginning, no end. All life and power manifest themselves in an eternal circle and absolute majesty. Beauty in words opens doors full of light. Learn and be ready. Your sparkle is your gift to yourself. So you have this beautiful healing angel and this message of this of positivity, which is what I also got off the dragon, off the tarot deck, is, you know, obviously we can't deny there's a situation, but we can hold very positive expectations for it. And I was looking at Laura as well. So we've had two dragons from that deck. So both of them kind of have the same message. And I hope that she will find that helpful. Good morning to Quelly. Grand rising to you too. Good morning to Renee. Hi. Love your hi poster that appears every week. Suzanne from Connecticut. Glad you're with me live today. You'd appreciate a card. Managing a lot of issues at home. Okay. Well, let's start with... Just put the dragons over there for a second and start with a tarot deck. So, what would be helpful for Suzanne to know about things at home? What would be helpful? What's at the heart of it? Let's do this like a star reading. Okay, so I have a card that tells me that there are lots of feelings, and feelings are running very high and sometimes out of control. And with the Five of Fire, which means that you can't, it's conflicts with others and you can't see how to get around them, which is a fairly good significator set of cards for what you're mentioning, you can see in the chat room. So what would be helpful to do, angels? How do we, okay, and a card comes out of this deck. So not trying to control is the message from the angel. I have the Four of Earth, the Four of Coins. This is a card that says avoid extremes. So try and stay in the middle, out of the maelstrom that goes around the spinning edge. It's about not controlling, particularly if the issues at home are to do with money. Nothing is ever black or white, so don't try and control things. Just hold in the love and see what will manifest. I want to see if they will give you a third card, because when I do these readings, I want a card on the outside of what action should we take, or where should we be in the practicality of life. And there we go. No-brainer. Beautiful. Top of the deck. The King. It's a water card. It's about feelings. It's about being trustworthy and honest and loving and holding that space for those who perhaps are struggling with their emotions, with powerful emotions, and everything's getting a little unbalanced. Stay in that central ground if you can, and be kind to yourself, Suzanne. Tara Elizabeth, good morning to you. I'm just going to refresh this page because I think I can see other people coming in. Bear with me while Facebook does its thing of putting the comments as top comments, which I really don't want. I want all comments. I really don't know why it does that. Somebody somewhere in some marketing meeting thought it was a good idea. Let's turn all the comments up and just put top comments. Well, that's a bit kind of selective. Top comments. Who decides what's top? Facebook? Me? Interesting. I'd rather see all the comments. Thank you very much. So I'm now going down the bottom to have a look. Tara Elizabeth. Maureen, you are very, very welcome. Thank you. And I hope that whiskey turns a corner and you will find the solution very soon. Let me just see where I am. Okay, I've got about 12 minutes left in the show. So if anybody else needs a reading in the chat room, I'll just refresh it and turn it up the other way. And do some cards. See, what else do you want me to talk about? I always ask before I come on the show, what do you want me to talk about today, angels? And they gave me gratitude, which much amused me, having true grit in life. Always reminds me of that movie with John Wayne, but let's have a look. So what do we need to know about gratitude, angels? What message would you give me? And they give me a message. So that's interesting, because what they give me when I ask them how we should use this, they give me a major arcana card, which is the wheel of fortune, and it has all the archetypes around it that form the major arcana. It comes with Archangel Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is the messenger or a new beginning, because Gabriel is also the archangel that will deal with births, usually associated with the flower of a white lily, but not always, and also associated with Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is attached to Sagittarius, and it's about expansion, it's about moving forward, which makes sense why it appears with this card, the Wheel. And the message with the Wheel is that life is always turning. So whatever is happening at the moment, actually, whether it is good or it is bad, it will change. Life will move forward and we get to experience the entire gamut of what life can offer. So if you're having a tough time, I love that quotation by Winston Churchill. If you're walking through hell, keep going. Which works two ways, is keep going as in true grit, gratitude, you know, have good heart, it will bear you up. But also if you're walking through somewhere you don't like, don't stay there. get the hell out of there, keep going, and sooner or later you'll be walking somewhere else. So that is a very useful quotation, for which I thank Winston Churchill. Gosh, he was an orator. He was good at words. He really was. So let me see what else they would like to say on this subject. There we go. Again, cards about transformation, that this world is, we are living in a time of enormous transformation and changes. I mean, I know politically you are in the States, and over here, heaven help us, on your Independence Day, excuse me, voice is going, on your Independence Day, 4th of July, we have a general election. Oh, joy. So we're looking at a different form of independence. I also see massive changes in Europe that I think will impact us all. There is a potential, suddenly not only did our Prime Minister call a snap election, which even surprised his own cabinet, they didn't know, the French president has done the same thing, which does make me ask the question, what do they know is coming that nobody's told us about? We also have, they have a potential in France to have a very right-wing president, and they also have a very right-wing president in Italy, both of whom, interestingly, are female. So this is this another aspect of the divine feminine at work? Because you always associate the far right and perhaps a very judgmental, aggressive nature with it being male. So are we seeing, is this a lesson we're being able to learn? I don't know. Very, very interesting times that we are living in. So these cards show me that about transformation. And sometimes the card of transformation in many tarot decks is the Tower, which is the message of things will happen that you actually can't do anything about. The best thing to do is surrender, get out of the way, and in your locale where you are, do the best loving thing that you can. Because sometimes on a grand scale, you can't do too much about it, but you can always do something about it where you are, even if it's as local as inside you internally, because your intent, your vibration, your energy will always make a difference. Never think you're too small to make a difference. I think it was Gandhi who said that. If you ever think that you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a room with a mosquito. Absolutely. Right, I'm going to do the Facebook thing again, the Facebook dance, do-si-do, while it turns itself the right way up, and see if you have any thoughts, top comments, all comments. Just tipping it up the other way. It's being a bit slow. Going down the bottom. Keep going. I still love that rainbow. Thank you, Tara, for that. Tara has put up a gif of a mountain and a blue sky and a cloud and a rainbow streaking towards the cloud with a unicorn racing along it. I love that. Laura, you're very, very welcome for the messages. Your 98-year-old mum is winding down, so the dragons were spot on. Oh, bless. Well, I surround you with love and dragons. And my goodness, 98 years. What a privilege to live those years. And I know people complain about their life sometimes, but actually the alternative is, I'm not going to say worse, because I do believe that we go back into spirit. But the journey to get there can sometimes be a challenge. So I surround her with love and light. Denise is in there as well. A fighter jet just flew over your home. Certainly made you jump. Maybe a card if you have time. Certainly I can do that. Let's have a look. So that's her card for Denise, please. This is from the tarot deck. I haven't used the MERS yet. I'll do a MER card in a minute. But this is for you, Denise. Interestingly, I have a lovely card, the Three of Water. I love this card. It has a fairly new moon on it. And it's about celebrating with family or friends, things to celebrate. So I don't know if you, and also a time for gratitude, that word again, gratitude. It's about being very close to communities or families. It can be events like engagements or weddings, but it's about communing, about the joy of being with people who love and support you. And I have it with a major arcana card, which works with a Cancerian energy, which again, Cancerians are deeply feeling sign, and Cancerians are all about home, hearth and home. And it's the Chariot, which can mean rewards for hard work, but also the Chariot is about intention, because it has a black and a white horse. How do we choose to drive our life? And again, this message, there's a black and the white horse. Life has always got black and white. It's got stuff that happens and stuff we can do something about. And the stuff we can do something about is to use our intent of how we view or react to a situation, or choose not to react to a situation. So again, the angels are giving me this message over and over and over today. I could see some more comments have come in, so I'm going to nip down the bottom of this page again and have a look and make sure I haven't missed anybody out, even though it promises me it's showing me things in the right order. I know I saw, just found the other message. Suzanne, you are very, very welcome for the message. So let me just take a look. Where am I? I've just got time to get the MERS in. The merfolk, as I live a stone's throw from the ocean, which actually, yeah, it's pretty wild and grey today. I'm just looking outside thinking, has the weather changed? Not so much. Okay. A mer deck card flew out. This is Karen Kay's beautiful deck, by the way. I'll give her a shout out. She is a friend of mine. She is living down here in Cornwall right by me, and her mer deck is absolutely beautiful. She has a mermaid heart, does Kay, a fey heart and a mermaid heart. And the card is letting go. Again, this message, whatever's going on in life, sometimes we just have to surrender. We just have to get out the way, because you can't do something about it. This grasping, this controlling, in a way, it's a kind of Buddhist philosophy. The more you grasp at something and try and control it, the more angst you give yourself. And of course, we want to try to, it's that balance. Of course, we want to try to get things to happen. But if you're really pushing and shoving and some, or you're so emotionally attached to the outcome, in a way, you don't loosen the reins to give the universe the opportunity to drive you maybe around what is an obstacle and show you an opportunity that perhaps you wouldn't have seen, and a better solution for something, if we would just ask for the end outcome and then let go of control. So I just see if the MERS have got anything else to say, because there was just that one. There we go. They have one more thing to say. Light, interesting. Now, this is a mermaid standing by a lighthouse. And again, I'm laughing because they're showing me the control message, because I know the image that they are giving me. And the image is, and actually I was taught this about spiritual marketing, and it's so true that if you are a spiritual person, you're trying to market your business, or frankly, any business, you are the light, you are the lighthouse, you are shining out your light of what you offer in this world. And it has to be your truth and unique to you. And a lighthouse doesn't run up and down the shore trying to shine its light in various different directions. It stands on its rock and it shines its light, and the people who need to see it and need the lighthouse's help will see that light. And the lighthouse will be in its truth and do what it should. So the MERS are trying to give me that message. Well, again, it's about letting go of control. Shine who you are in this world. And then let go. And just let the universe configure around you and show you your best options. So there it is. I am almost out of time. Beaming out lots of love to you. May you all be well. I shall be here at the same time next week with more readings. In the interval, you'll find me on 1-2 Listen. Until then, have a truly beautiful week. Wishing you lots of love, health and prosperity. Take care, and bye-bye for now.